This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
We made it through another week. I don't know how the heck we did it with all the rain, because it's been kind of miserable to think about it. I don't mind rain, but I mean, this is getting a little ridiculous, right? What we've had. I will say, though, Josh Schmidt, producer of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, I drove my son to school this morning, and then I looked up, and the sun was starting to come out a little bit. It was about 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and it hasn't rained for like 2 hours now, which is a new record, I think. I mean, we haven't not seen rain for more than 2 hours in like the past 3 days. So we maybe be returning a corner. I don't know.
I think we could jinx it. I know we have some, I know a lot of you out there have a lot of things planned, obviously, this weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. So you know, you're getting out, maybe getting out and about, heading out of town maybe. Or if you're like us and a lot of people I know, it's a, you know, Little League or softball, baseball, playoff weekend, lacrosse, all that going on outside. So hopefully you have good enough weather to do that wherever your tournament is or playoff is or games are, because it's also not going to be very like super warm. Today's like 50 degrees and it's chilly. But here's the good news. If you open up your little weather app, you go pay attention to guys like Pat Hammer and other people, I think by this time next week, we're going to be feeling pretty good. So I think that's the good news. So I'm as I always do in my life, I choose positivity. I choose optimism over negativity and pessimism. It's just the way I roll, man. So I'm going to choose to look at the positive, optimistic side and say, you know what? We're going to get through this next 24 hours or so. It's going to start to get better and it's going to start to get drier. And then it's going to start to get a little bit more warm. And then we'll be ready to rock and roll. Welcome to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you here on a Friday. We could call it it's not officially a Buffalo Football Friday. It can be in a lot of ways because we've been talking football with Hard Knocks and the Bills and the fallout of the announcement, if you want to call it that, because of the reaction from a lot of you. Yesterday, I wasn't on in this time slot. I was on with Jeremy. We talked about it with him. And I know that, you know, Derek and Zach and Josh got into it a little bit as far as the Hard Knocks concerned, but you are more than welcome to give me your thoughts at 803-0550 on that. Got a really packed show for you today, by the way. Coming your way at 10:30, Eric Wood is going to join me. Eric is obviously radio color analyst on the Buffalo Bills radio network. He also is a former center and terrific player for the Buffalo Bills. And he'll give some insight, I think, into what players may think about Hard Knocks. He played during the Hard Knocks era. I mean, Hard Knocks started even before Eric was drafted. Did he watch it? I'm interested to know. What did he think about it when he was a player watching it from the outside? The Bills were never on Hard Knocks. And what does he think about the Bills being the team on Hard Knocks? So we'll ask him that. But the other reason I'm bringing Eric on today is next Tuesday, May 27th, coming up the day after Memorial Day, is Josh Allen's Foundation's golf event. It's called 117 Holes 4 with big F-O-R, get it, 4. 117 Holes 4, Patricia Allen Fund and Oshai Children's Hospital. And Eric is playing in it, 117 holes. He's going to play from sunup to sundown. I, once again this year, I've been asked for the last several years, and once again this year, honored to be the MC of this event, which is really cool. And I get out there later in the day. I don't go early in the morning. In fact, that's a Bills media OTA day. Tuesday, I'll be out at Bills OTAs, and then later in the day, I'll head over to Craigburn, where they do, where they're having the 117 holes. And I'll be kind of viewing some of the players on the course, and they'll still have like probably, what, 20, 30 more to go by the time I get there. And then, you know, they'll come in and it's a great night. It's a really cool evening and great cause. But Eric is, you know, you can donate to Eric. He's going to come out at 10:30 and tell you how. And by donating to Eric's cause, if you donate $70 or more, you get entered to win a pair of Bills tickets next year to a game and a meet and greet with the radio crew. How cool is that? So Eric's going to talk about that with playing in the 117 holes. At 11 o'clock today, Carlo Colaiacovo, former Toronto Maple Leaf, current radio host in Toronto, going to get his thoughts on Mitch Marner, Brendan Shanahan now, relieved, I guess parting of ways, whatever they want to call it, with the Leafs, the playoff format, the Leafs themselves. He's been tweeting a little bit about the playoff format today, and I am 100% in agreement with Carlo. I think the NHL playoff format sucks, and it's just something that's always, it always had. When they went to the new format, it had. It didn't before. I mean, growing up, the playoff format in the NHL was way different for me than it might have been for you growing up. And then they changed it again. And I'll get into that. And we'll talk about playoff formats because the College Football Committee also changed their playoff format for next year. So we'll do that with Carlo at 11 at 11:30. John Gertler, play-by-play voice of the Buffalo Bandits, is going to join us. And the Bandits, one game left. That's it. Tomorrow for the championship. They take on Saskatchewan for the NLL title. Can they repeat? Back-to-back champions. They lost in 3 2 years ago to the Mammoth. They won in 3 last year against the Mammoth. They're back in 3 here against Saskatchewan. So we'll get with John Gertler about the game itself, the series, the playoff, and the Bandit season. A lot going on. I want to talk playoff formats a little bit. I think it's kind of cool to dive into this a little bit because I saw this tweet from, you know, I guess last night. It was maybe, I guess, maybe during the Panthers-Hurricanes game, which, by the way, the Panthers just took care of the Hurricanes once again. Jeremy had that stat. It's up to 14 games now, I think, Josh, right? Did Jeremy talk about it this morning? Yesterday he said, I think he said the Carolina Hurricanes had lost 13 straight Eastern Conference Finals game. So it's 14 straight now. That's amazing.
Yeah, I love seeing stuff like that because you can also relate it to the Sabres have won a conference final game more recently than the Hurricanes have.
Which is amazing to think about because we know how long that's been. I mean, one of the most incredible stats we talked about the other day is the Sabres have won twice as many playoff series as the Leafs in the last 20 years, right? Isn't that correct?
Yep, 4. The Leafs have only won 2.
It's incredible. When you think about that, and now the Florida Panthers are 2 games away going home, by the way, to try to sweep the Carolina Hurricanes. So think about the Hurricanes. That's 3 straight times in the conference finals getting swept. 4 and out, 4 and out, 4 and out. And now 2-0 already. 0-2 they're down. pretty amazing. I mean, you think like going 17 years of not just lucking into the playoffs in the NFL, or going 14 years, maybe especially in the NHL, not just getting a couple breaks and lucking into the playoffs, is like, how does that happen? How do you not win one game out of 14 if you're an Eastern Conference Finals team? And it's not like they've been bad, not like they've sucked, right? It's incredible to me. So that's going on right now. In the meantime, so Carlo last night, he tweeted, here's a reminder that this would have been a first-round playoff matchup. First round, meaning Hurricanes and Panthers, in a 1-8 format. And it's right. So I want to ask you, like, what you think the best way to do it is. Like, what's the best type of format? And you could tell me hockey. Maybe you want to go to football. What football, we're talking about getting to an 18-game season, right? They just expanded the playoff format a couple years ago to go to 7 teams. Like, do you like that? Do you wish they go back to 6 teams? What's the best way to do that? Reseeding, all that. But I think in hockey and in basketball, it's really interesting because they're vastly different how they do this now. Now, growing up, a lot of you will remember, this is kind of wild to think about. I don't think you would remember this, Josh. It's probably, yeah, it has to be well before your time. They went away with this in the early 90s, and so you wouldn't know this. Maybe you know it, you wouldn't remember it. So back when I was growing up in hockey, there were the Prince of Wales Conference and the Campbell Conference, which was kind of weird, so they made it then geographic East and West. But in each conference, you had 2 divisions, and 4 teams in each division made the playoffs, but you only played teams in your division every year in the playoffs. So for the Sabres, for the whole, all the 80s, Josh, the only teams that were even eligible to play in the playoffs every year were basically Montreal, Quebec, Boston, or Hartford. That was it. They couldn't play any other team in the first round or the second round.
That's crazy. I don't know if I like that. It's not like,
right. It was weird. I mean, it was the only thing I knew, but right. It did. And that, well, hey, that's why I'm a big like anti-Boston Bruins guy, right? Because when I grew up, it was oddly enough, the Sabres never played the Whalers in this format. Okay. Like the Sabres and Whalers never matched up. And the Whalers did make the playoffs, and the Sabres did make the playoffs, but they never matched up in this format. It was always Sabres Bruins, Sabres Nordique, or Sabres Canadians, like every year. And the crazy part was you would play those 4 would play each other. So you'd have 1 versus 4 in the division. The 5th place team would be out. So how it would work is you'd have 5 teams in the division. Adam's division, let's say. 5 teams. If you finished in 5th, you're out of the playoffs. All you'd do is finish in the top 4 and you're in the playoffs. But 4 would play 1. And it was a best of 3. Then it became a best of 5. Then a best of 7. 4 would play 1. 2 would play 3. And the Sabres always seem to match up with the Bruins a lot of times. They did with the Nordique too, and with the Canadians. And then what's crazy is, Josh, even if you won that series, guess who you played? The other team from your division. So you just had division playoffs, and then the conference final was simply your division champ against the other division champ.
I mean, it does make sense, but then it's just like you don't get as much parity. You play the same teams all the time, and that's when you start getting like this kind of stale feeling. But like what I always really appreciated about those old playoff series is the 3-5-7 format. Like I liked.
Yeah, you liked it?
That it's like a shorter series to start out, and then it gets longer as you go on. Like I like that baseball does.
Best of three is tough. If you know you drop one game, it's like, oh my god, you could be a really great team, and you know you don't have much of a chance. Like you could get best of three is very similar. It's not the same, obviously, as a one and done in NCAA basketball, where you know you just have this great team that has an off day and they're done.
Yeah, but that's also where you do get that parity. That parity comes back a little bit, where it's like all of a sudden, hey, this great team just fell apart for 3 or for 2 games, really. I think that'd be an interesting way to or interesting thing to add back into the mix. It also would like kind of not to say you want the season to be shorter, but like I mean I remember when hockey used to finish up in the beginning of June rather than the end of June. You know what I mean? Like it feels like it's gotten so much longer now, and it's not that that's a bad
hockey
thing.
Hockey is the longest, no doubt. It's the shortest off season for sure.
Yeah, and I wonder too, like if that would be appealing to the players as well, because if you think about it, you get a longer off season, more time to recover. Even if you're all the way in the Stanley Cup final, you'd be able to have a bit more time to recover rather than just like 2.5-3 months. I mean, there's guys playing right now in the men's world championship. Tage Thompson's one of them, and it's like, you know, it's something where if this playoffs ended sooner, you'd have more of those guys playing in that potentially. And it kind of opens up other avenues for players as well. So I don't know. That's always been my biggest pet peeve with the playoff format, and obviously the 1-8 stuff in terms of seeding. But I think the NHL playoffs are set up maybe not the best, but not the worst. You know what I mean? They're like the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm. So what happened was in the early 80s, there was an uneven number of teams as well. There's 21, so you couldn't go 4-4-4-4 in the NHL. You went 4-4-4-5. I'm sorry, you couldn't go 5-5-5-5. You had to go 5-5-5-6. And the Colorado Rockies old hockey team moved to New Jersey, so they became an Eastern Conference team. They switched the Leafs in a division. Sabres and Leafs weren't even in the same conference, much less the same division, which was crazy, right? Like, this whole thing, Sabres-Leafs rivalry, was not a rivalry to me when I was younger. Just that they weren't even in the same conference, much less the same division. So, what if you really kind of got screwed, though, if you were in what was called the Patrick Division, because you had six teams and only the top four made it, whereas every other division, you had five teams and the top four made it. Be it as it may, they run through that for quite a while. In the meantime, you had the NBA over there. It's like, no, we're going 1-8. Like, you're 1-8 in the conference. One plays 8, 2 plays 7, like traditional format. Finally, the NHL kind of did that. Early 90s, I think they went to that format. I think it was. So the NHL goes to the 1-8. And I think that was fine. There was nothing wrong with that. Then we have this new realignment, this new playoff format. How long has this one been in what they're doing now? It's got to be about, 6-7 years now, right? I think. I have to go and look and see. How long have they had this? Let's see if I can pull that up. But I just think it's ridiculous how the NHL does this now. I mean, in any other sport and year, like, you should be having the teams with the best records playing the teams with the worst records. You should give and you should reward teams who make it to the playoffs, who have these really great seasons, to be playing the teams that are, you know, not at the very bottom, you know, sneaking in. And that's not what happens in the NHL now. You know, you win your division, you're top, 3 in your division, you make it. You get the 2 wildcard teams. And then what do? They take the wild card teams, play the top team in the division, and then the 2 other division teams play each other, and that's how you get these games that should be, these series that should be, really kind of saved for later. And Carlo's point when he tweeted was, if you go 1-8, let's go 1-8 here, okay? It would have been Capitals Canadiens. Did we get that anyway? We got that anyway, right? Capitals Canadiens, right? It would have been Devils Leafs, Lightning Senators, Hurricanes Panthers. Instead, it was, what did we get? We got Leafs Senators, right? Is what we got. And Hurricanes Panthers now are in the conference finals. And this isn't even because of reseeding. This is just because of the format. And I just think it's ridiculous that we do it this way. Now, you may say, well, that's just coming off as sour grapes for a Toronto guy. And Carlo is a Toronto guy. He played for the Leafs, and he covers them. He follows them. And I'm sure that, you know, he still has, you know, Leaf blood running through his veins. I don't think so. I think it's stupid. The college football playoff is now changing this as well. So starting next year, what they're going to do in the college football playoff is they're going to have, instead of the highest ranked conference champions getting byes, you're still going to have those teams make it. You're going to have your automatic qualifiers, conference champions, and, you know, other teams ranked in at large teams, I guess. And then the committee is simply going to rank every team and say, all right, like, we're not having, just because you won a conference championship doesn't mean you get a bye automatically. You actually have to be good enough to get the bye, because maybe the conference wasn't as good. So they're going to rank, and you're going to have 4 byes, 5-12 then from there, 6-11. And I think it just makes more sense how they're going to do all this, right? So, yeah, I think there's a lot to be said for, maybe we should just revamp all of this and how we do everything here. I'm not really sure. I'll tell you this. I was very skeptical about the NBA play-in. Josh, I love it. I think the NBA play-in is cool. I think the NBA got it right by having the play. And wouldn't you know, it's the NBA, and it's Adam Silver. And he's the one that's creating something new here, right? I love what the NBA did with the play-in game.
I think it's a tournament,
I guess.
I think it's okay. I mean, there's definitely some moments where it's not perfect, but it does add a different bit of just kind of twist to everything. But it's still, like, whenever I hear that, I just think of COVID, and I think of the bubble, and I think of, you know, all that stuff that came with it. So I'm not, like, totally in love with it, but I'm also not like against it because it does add some different, like I said, like twists and turns to the playoffs, you know, like, but it's another one of those things like we talked about earlier where we were talking about if it's a best of three series and you have two bad games and you're the best team in the league, then all of a sudden you're gone. Like if you're a really good team that deserves to be in the playoffs and you have one bad game, you're out, you know, like it's kind of one of those double-edged swords of like, well, but then you get the underdog and what if they go on a run? So it's got its ups and downs, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I think there's definitely other things in playoff formats that are worse than it, but I do think it could be maybe, not that it shouldn't be there, but maybe you could take it out and still have like the same success or same draw. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm looking at the, by the way, thank you very much. I'm so sorry. That's right. I got this from Dan. Dan, thanks. This is Getting Connected with Our Fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Bandits are going for a three-peat. You know what it was the year before that? I remember when they lost in the finals to the Mammoth, and then they did come back and win, and of course, they won again, and now they're going for it again. And the reason why is, I remember thinking, oh my God, like here's another team, got to a championship and lost, but then they did wind up winning the championship, and then last year won it again, and now going for the three-peat. So thank you very much, Dan. My apologies on that. But and that had been a couple of years where they ultimately got there, but ultimately didn't win it, and now going for three wins in a row, three championships in a row. We're going to talk with John Gertler coming up at 11:30 a.m. So thank you, Dan. I apologize for that. You're right. And I remember that because we have a friend of mine has season tickets, and a few years ago, he took my son to the game where they lost in the finals. And I'm like, man, here's my son who's growing up. He saw that. I'm like, you want him to see win a championship. And then a couple of years ago, we didn't go. And then last year, we actually did. We all went as a family to that final ultimate game, and it was awesome being there. Won't be able to attend this year because of possible baseball, I guess. I don't know if we're actually going to play or not. Won't be able to attend, but we'll be watching. Thank you, Dan. I apologize, and that's right. So they're going for the three-peat now for the Buffalo Bandits. It'd be great. Be great to hang another banner up. I mean, it's a rocking time, too. By the way, if you've never gone to a Bandits game, and I've heard people say this recently, like, oh, my God, like, I've never really gone. Wait a minute. Who's going for the first time? Is it Zach or Derek?
Zach is. Yeah, he's going to his first Bandits game, and it's going to be, like, the title-deciding game. Like, how cool is that? That's got to be awesome.
What an entry point. I mean, crazy, right? Zach's going to his first ever Buffalo Bandits game. And listen, every game is a party in Bandit Land. Every game is a party. Every game is it's just high energy and the music is playing. It's pumping. Lots of goals. It's super cool, right? The building is packed. It's sold out. We know this game is already sold out. Every game is like that. But the intensity of when you get to the playoffs at this point is unbelievable. And Zach's going to go to that and experience that for the first time. I love it.
Derek and I were actually teaching him some of the chants yesterday. Hey, this is what you do when this happens.
What's your favorite? It's got to be box, right? That's our favorite. Ours is
box is good. I like the what's he got, nothing. Like, I just think, imagine being that player and, you know, you're missing a shot and everyone just yells out, like, basically, like, hey, you suck. Like, you missed the shot. Like, I think that's a really good one. I actually had the inverse of what Zach's doing last year. My girlfriend went to her first Bandits game, and it was the banner raising night of last season. So like she got the reverse of it of like, hey, we're celebrating this championship and it's your first game. Like, so it's kind of, that was a really cool moment too of like having her experience that. But like, I just couldn't imagine the first time you're going to be involved in everything that is a Bandits game. And it's going to be like the biggest game of the year.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be electric.
So the Bandits are playing for, once again, a three-peat. They're going for a three-peat tomorrow. That is a 4:30 p.m. game, by the way. I know a lot of times these games are at night, a little bit later. This is a 4:30 p.m. start. Saskatchewan at Buffalo tomorrow. And John Gertler, as they say on the Bandits website, the unmistakable voice of the Bandits, is going to join me here at 11:30 a.m. to talk about it, to preview it. Should be very cool. Should be an amazing atmosphere down at KeyBank Center. We got a lot on the docket today. Going to talk to Carlo Colaiacovo at 11 a.m. What about Brendan Shanahan, everyone? I mean, is anybody on board with this? I've seen a lot of polarizing comments. I saw somebody tweeted at me and said, boy, I don't think Kevin Adams is very good at his job, but I'd rather have him over Brendan Shanahan. I had somebody else tweet me and say, yeah, you need somebody like that with experience. I mean, we'd love to be where the Leafs at least are and you know, getting to the playoffs every year, even if they're falling short. So I think that once again, it's like the Mitch Marner conversation last week and earlier this week, I should say. And for the last several weeks, Mitch Marner, the conversation has been the two opposite sides, the polar opposites of why would you need another offensive player when you got to improve the defense on this team? That's just a waste of money and resources versus, oh my God, are you dumb? How do you not want a 100-point score on your team? Right? So we've seen a lot of that from both sides. And I think Shanahan's another one when it comes to that. So Carlo's going to join me at 11 a.m., John Gertler at 11:30 a.m. Before that, though, former Buffalo Bills center, first-round pick, and radio color analyst Eric Wood, who is playing in Josh Allen's 117 holes for golf, coming up on Tuesday. Eric's going to tell you how you can donate to his cause, and while doing that, maybe go to a Bills game next year and do a meet and greet with the radio crew, and I'll be a part of that. We'll have there Eric Wood up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here. Thanks for being with me on a Friday in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We know now the Bills are going to be the team on Hard Knocks in 2025, the preseason training camp version of Hard Knocks on HBO. Then you're going to have the in-season Hard Knocks where they're going to follow around HBO and NFL Films, the four teams from the NFC East. I don't think it's a coincidence. We haven't seen anything official from the Bills on this, but we do know it's going to happen. The NFL announced it. Roger Goodell said it. But the reason why I say it's not a coincidence is the Bills did not volunteer for this. No matter who you say, who you hear from or somebody who says that, that's not the case. It's not something they've always wanted to do. They're going to do it, though, because, you know, the league has said you're the team. And they'll make the most of it, and their content team is amazing, and they'll help out. And, you know, they'll be on there. We'll all get to watch it. But it's not something the team's always been kind of irking, you know, kind of itching to do. And that is certainly not the case here. And Eric Wood, who knows all about that, joins me now on the Wester Hotline, former Buffalo Bills center, first round pick, and of course, radio color analyst. What's going on, buddy? Thanks a lot for doing this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. And yeah, so selfishly, I'm excited to kind of peel back the curtain on, you know, these guys, the front office. These are a lot of guys I've spent time with. So I'm excited to see it all come to fruition and see it on Hard Knocks. And I was one of those sickos. Even when I was in training camp, I would watch Hard Knocks. And some guys would be like, dude, we're going through training camp right now. How could you watch more football? And especially training camp, like behind the scenes. But it's I've always thought their production crew has done an incredible job with it. You know, you get the storylines of the underdog that's trying to make the team. Obviously, they're going to put the big, you know, the big names from each roster. So it's always been well done. And to your point, it's probably something that the front office, the coaches, they don't want to deal with. Some guys on the team will be excited about it. Other guys will be really uncomfortable with it. And you, everybody that listens to your show probably knows who that is. Is a Matt Milano going to be excited about Hard Knocks? Absolutely not. But is a Deion Dawkins? For sure. Does Josh Allen want to deal with it? Probably not. But he'll obviously put on a good show, just being as entertaining as he is. But, you know, for me, I always kind of rooted that we would get Hard Knocks, and mainly for guys like a Stevie Johnson, who I always felt like was extremely underrated, tons of personality, a Kyle Williams, who I felt like if he played, you know, on a perennial winner every year, would probably be putting on a gold jacket one day. And I don't know that that ever happens at this point, just based upon the teams he was on. But I always wanted it because we didn't get primetime games. I felt like if people got to see, you know, a Kyle Williams throughout a season of Hard Knocks, they would be like, man, that dude's a stud. He's got more personality than maybe he shows at times in press conferences. So I would have been a fan of it, but I understand that coaches, front offices, it's just a lot having them all around, I can assume.
The first year it ever happened was 2001. I did the math. You would have been 15 years old. Were you a watcher of Hard Knocks when you were even in before college, when you were in high school and watching football? Was that something that you watched? Baltimore Ravens in 2001 were the first team.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, I came into the NFL as a fan of the NFL. I've always been a fan of the NFL.
Yep.
It blew my mind, and we've talked about this before, Sal. It blew my mind when I got to the NFL. You know, we played on a Sunday. I'm like, okay, well, you guys want to all get together and watch Monday Night Football? I think it was an NFC matchup, so it wasn't like teams that we were necessarily going to play. Like, no, the guys were like, no, I don't want to get together. And some guys did. Some guys are a fan of the NFL. I started as a fan of the NFL and still am to this day.
Do you remember any specific storylines or teams? I know you grew up watching the Bengals a little bit. They were on in 2009. Cowboys, Chiefs. I remember that Chris Hogan, 7-11, always sticks out to me, right, when they were on it for the Dolphins. Do you remember any specific storylines?
I'm trying to think. Like, I'm thinking back. Was that Brian Billick on that first one with the Ravens?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I remember. Well, and I remember watching those being like, wow, that's what a training camp looks like. That's what an NFL team meeting looks like. And then, you know, you get to college and then you're watching certain teams and being like, okay, well, that's, you know, that's what it's going to hopefully look like one day. I'm trying to think back, man, the Detroit Lions one recently was really good.
Oh yeah.
And I really liked how much personality it revealed of Dan Campbell. You know, he has his opening press conference. He talked about biting people's kneecaps and all that. And
yes,
just the heart that he has for his players. I mean, he's one of those guys, and I've kind of gotten to this point in my life, I guess it's kids, where you can get emotional, you know, over anything. But I feel like Dan Campbell's like, anytime he talks to his team, he's always on the verge of crying because he loves his opportunity, his job so much. He appreciates the hard work and the team he's built. And I really enjoyed the Lions one.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking about now? It just dawned on me. So the Jets in 2010, Rex has the speeches and talking about go getting a sandwich and firing everybody up.
Let's go get an effing snack.
Yes, yes. And you watch that as a player in the league at that time, and then he becomes your head coach, a few years later. Did you think about that? Like, yeah, yeah. Did you know him before that? Was your biggest exposure to Rex on Hard Knocks maybe?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It was. And I remember the season before he became our head coach, you know, Buffalo's maybe the only stadium in the league where both teams exit at halftime and out after the game through the same tunnel.
Yes.
Well, and that's when they do it together, because after pregame warmups, we don't end warmups at the exact same time. It becomes halftime and at the end of the game where you're truly going up the tunnel together. And I forget the exact circumstances, but me and Rex, in a playful manner, were talking trash to each other, leaving the field. And I made a comment about how he thinks he's skinny now, but he's really not that skinny after he got the lap band surgery. But we were having fun with each other.
Yeah.
And then he's our head coach 2 weeks later. And I was like, you know, I didn't mean that, right? He's like, man, if you didn't talk trash to me, I wouldn't respect you. I was like, all right. Because, guys.
I love it.
You know, women often are like, guys can talk trash to each other and then just be like best friends right afterwards. I'm like, well, that's what guys do. It's like, if women talk trash to each other like you guys do, like they wouldn't have any friends. So anyways, I do remember that specifically, like leaving the tunnel, he's in his Jets sweater vest. And I made a comment about his weight. And then 2 weeks later, I'm getting a phone call from him like, hey, I'm excited to come to Buffalo.
I love it. That's cool. Last thing on this, personalities and storylines. You say, you know, you want to peek behind the curtain, and I do too. I mean, you know what happens in a lot of these meetings. We don't get a lot of that access. And for me, you know, even being as close to the team as I am and, you know, reporting on the team, we don't get a lot of the access we're going to see. I'm very interested in seeing that. But we all know what Hard Knocks likes to do. They like to highlight some of these personalities. Is there a player or two on the team? We know Dion, he's been out there. But what they'd like to do is a young guy who might be kind of coming into his own. I'm thinking of Keon Coleman for this, for sure, right? I'm even thinking of the rookie, Max Harrison, as a guy maybe that they, you know, could highlight here. Is there anybody you're thinking of? Joe Andreessen, the local kid, the story. And, of course, DeMar Hamlin. I'm sure there's going to be some sort of spotlight on him.
Yeah, I think those are all great candidates. I think a sneaky one could be like an Alec Anderson.
Just a lot of personality.
He talks off the cuff where he's likely not going to be. I don't know if he has a sensor button in him. And so, you know, he'd be a good one. You know, if you're kind of looking for your all-American football player, you got your who's also going to show some personality. I think of like a Terrell Bernard, a Khalil Shakir,
yeah,
those types of guys. Keon Coleman, I'd imagine, is going to make some – he's going to make some headlines with just his demeanor. And then also, you know, I don't want to say a disappointing year one because he had the injury, but, you know, there's a lot expected of him when you're drafted. You're the first draft pick of our draft last year, and there was high expectations, and some people criticized the pick, which doesn't necessarily put added pressure on him just from a national perspective. It sets the expectations where they are. So I think that's a good one. You know, a storyline hopefully is not this James Cook potential holdout,
right?
And you know, that's one I hope doesn't come to fruition. But you know, I think an Aaron Cromer, like from a coach's perspective, Bobby Babbage, he's got a ton of personality, fiery. An Aaron Cromer will be interesting because not that he's going to try and make it in any way, shape, or form about him, but, you know, he's gotten a lot of national headlines just the way this offensive line's played and, you know, how he's created this group and they all do different techniques. And I know I'm an O-line junkie and, you know, obviously I have a passion for it, but I truly believe if they stepped into his meetings and you could see his demeanor, like very relaxed for 95% of the time, you're going to get a few, you know, natural football coach blowups, but just a really like relaxed, comforting nature to allow you to be your best. And like, he's almost like that dad that doesn't, when he doesn't yell at you, it's more of the disappointed where it hurts even more. Like you'll see some of that in those meetings,
right?
like, hey, you know, Connor, what were you doing here? I'm sorry. You know,
yeah, for sure.
you know, you'll see some of that.
You have to have a certain way to communicate and with different people in different ways. And, you know, it's, you're right. As a coach, I think even coaching myself in high school or my own kid or whatever, if you're always yelling, it doesn't matter, right? Nobody, you're tuning out. But if you have that tactful way of talking to people and educating them, and it sounds, you always talked about Aaron Cromer like that. That's why I love, you know, when you talk about him like that, because Spencer Brown is different than Deion Dawkins, and he teaches him different. And he talks to him different.
Yep, and he talks to rookies different than he does veterans. When you've earned your reputation in the league, and you especially if you've played for him before and he knows how you work, that's one thing. If you're a rookie and you're maybe not showing the proper toughness, or you're trying to do it your own way and not techniques that you worked on, that's going to really frustrate him.
By the way, we also know Josh Allen, you know, the year that he gets married, year that he gets paid, year that he wins the MVP – they're going to focus on that, his storyline. I'm sure there'd be something in there with him marrying a Hollywood star, right? All of that. That's going to be a part of, you know, what happens on HBO and Hard Knocks. We all know that's coming as well. Maybe even the golf part of it, too, because Josh is having his, we know he loves to play golf. He's having his 117 holes for Oshai Children's Hospital this coming Tuesday, May 27th. Eric, I think the rain should be gone. It has been raining like crazy here in the Northeast, maybe even where you are, but in Buffalo, I mean, crazy over the last few days. I think it's going to be gone by then. It's not going to be the hottest, but it'll be a nice day for you out there. You're playing in this thing. You've done it before. What's it like to play 117 holes in a day?
It's a grind. You never stop. You know, we get every ball to the hole, so, you know, there's no asterisks on it. We play a true 117 holes, and it's a grind. I walked over 40 miles last year. My Apple Watch and my Whoop died, so I'm not sure the exact.
Wow.
I'm going to be better prepared this year.
So you guys do walk. You do walk as a group.
Yeah, so I'm walking. Okay. The 17 of us are walking the entire thing. I went over Josh's house afterwards last year, and his dad, Joel. I mean, I was hurting. His dad, Joel, was really hurting, but tons of respect for him to get out and walk it as well. And it raises a ton of money for the Patricia Allen Fund and Oshawa Children's Hospital. I believe last year it was $775,000. This year there's a goal of $1 million, and the $1 million goal isn't just a nice round number. There's a special ambulance that the Children's Hospital needs, and they do not have the funds for it currently, so we're trying to raise the exact amount of money that they need for this special ambulance. And I don't know if we get 117 sticker on it, if we are able to raise the funds for it, but it's a fun day and I look forward to it. But there's, you know, when it's 1 p.m. and you still have four rounds of golf to walk, and you're thinking, am I even going to be able to get this in before dark? And we got poured on most of the day last year. You realize there's parts of it that aren't very fun, but when you can raise that much money for Western New York, all the money stays right there. Every dollar goes right to the families. It's an exciting day. And so we'll have some fun with it. I know you're going to be out there emceeing. I got some fun caddies for me throughout the day. Matt Clark, Golf Pro, Niagara Frontier Country Club, Brandon Bean, Chris Jenkins, my boss with the Bills, our boss with the Bills, is going to come out and caddy for a little bit, and some others. So it's going to be a fun day, and I'm really looking
forward to it. Did you just say Brandon Bean is caddying for you?
Yeah, he did last year as well. He came out.
I love that. That's cool.
Yeah, so, no, Bean – Brandon and his wife, Haley, are great supporters of anything that we've done in Western New York philanthropically, you know, ever since they got there in 2017. So,
Let's be honest. He plays Craig Byrne, and he wants a caddy for you to tell you exactly where you should hit every shot.
Yep, and last year he told me to take an iron on a short par four, and I drove the green. And
I made him
chug a beverage of my choice.
Hey, you are obviously part of this, which means you're raising money for this particular cause as part of you, your group, and everything there. And we got a really cool thing going on here for people to donate to your cause. And when they do that, they can maybe win two tickets to a home Bills game and have a meet and greet with you and me and Chris and the radio crew. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Yeah, so for every $70 you donate and you take a screenshot of the confirmation, we put it through Sal's Twitter. He's got a bigger Twitter X following than I do. So we put it through Sal, and we're trying to raise a bunch of money. Each $70 entry, or increments of 70, gets you another entry for a chance to win two tickets to a Bills game this year. We do this meet and greet in the booth beforehand. Not only will you meet me and Chris and Sal and the rest of the crew. Murph is generally in there before the game. Steve Tasker is generally in there before the game. They're always gracious with our guests. And I've had a lot of people that have had, you know, sideline passes or different things, and they generally say that booth visit's the highlight when they get the opportunity. So check it out on Sal's X page, and you'll be able to...
You can also go to Eric's. It's at Sal Sports, and of course, it's at Ewood70. Either way, you have this, and if you take where I tweeted at everybody and what Eric said, click that link that I posted. If you donate $70, $140, increments of 70. For every 70, you get one entry into this, you know, for two tickets. And then you take a screenshot of the donation and reply to us. And if you don't want to do 70, that's fine. They can do whatever they want and just help donate to the cause, Eric.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, it's a tax write-off. It's going straight to Ashot Children's Hospital. So we'd love any support that you can give. And like I said, it's going to a specific cause. This isn't going to a general fund within the hospital. This is going to pay for an ambulance that is needed within the Children's Hospital.
Hey, before I let you go, we know the Tush Push did not pass. I am interested in your thoughts as a former center to play in the NFL. I know you heard Jason Kelce talk about it. There was a lot of talk about him and what it did to his body, but then he comes out and says, well, it's really not as bad as everybody's saying it, and I don't know if he's doing that to do his organization a solid or whatever. I've heard Deion Dawkins talk about this from his position at tackle, saying, it's tough. These guys are getting really low and going after your legs, and there's a pile there. What is your stance on this whole thing?
Yeah, I separated my shoulder twice on QB sneaks, but I don't want to throw my guards under the bus. But I start to play with one hand between my legs, so I need my guards hugging the line of scrimmage so I don't take a full shot because, you know, they can get one foot back, not to get too deep in the woods. They can have a foot back. I'm in a square stance, so it's hard to go straight ahead. Anyways, to me, I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent on it. You know, does it take away some of the excitement when it just turns into a rugby scrum on third and fourth and one? Potentially. But even without the push, teams would continue to run QB sneaks because they're effective. They're effective plays, especially when you have a quarterback like a Jalen Hurts, like a Josh Allen. You see the Ravens run it, and they put Mark Andrews under center to take it, their tight end. So it's an effective play. You know, I'm kind of indifferent on it, where I don't think it's more dangerous than other plays. I'll say that.
Hey, buddy, good luck on Tuesday. We'll see you there. I'll see you when you get off the course later at night. You'll be really, really beat and tired, and I'll have a drink waiting for you. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Why don't you come out to the course a little bit beforehand whenever you're done with your obligations throughout the day? And
yeah, it's actually a Bills OTA day, so I'll be out that way for OTAs, and then I'll come out there. And last year, I think we got there. It was raining last year. It was really tough, and I think we got out there, and you guys still had about 20 holes to go. So if that's the case, I'll come out, and I'll come out and join you guys for a little while.
Yeah, and you can be in a cart.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate you letting me do that. That sounds good.
Yeah,
hey, thanks again. And everybody, again, go to Ewood70 or at Sal Sports. Every $70 gets you entered into a drawing for those tickets and a meet and greet. Thanks a lot, buddy. And we'll see each other on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, brother.
All right. You too. That is Eric Wood on the Wester Hotline. We'll take a time out here. Really good job by him to be a part of this. 117 holes. That's a long grinding day, no doubt about it. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll get ready for Carlo Colaiacovo at 11 a.m. on the Leafs. I'm Mitch Marner. I'm Brendan Shanahan on the playoffs. We'll do that all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
John Gertler at 11:30 on the Bandits here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. The live here. Did you see the penny is going away? The penny is going away, Josh.
I did.
No more pennies.
How do you feel?
Yeah, they're
going
to stop production of the pennies. I don't mind. I mean, it's fine. It's the evolution of life, right? I mean, I don't know if people really use pennies. I found myself over the last several years going, man, I wish we'd use cash more, but now I'm more into the mode of not using as much cash. But I still get, you know, when I go out, I'm like, I want to have cash on me so I can tip people. I have something just in case something goes wrong, technology-wise. The penny, I mean, it's fine. It doesn't really bother me that much. I'm not a like coin collector or anything, but maybe now you want to make sure you save them.
I don't really mind it. Like, I think that it's okay that it's going away. I thought they should have done it a few years ago. Because I like cash, yeah, too, but you're never going to tip someone in a pen with coins.
No.
Like,
well, some people might. Hopefully not, but yeah, you're right. Well. But, you know, no. It's I hear what you're saying. And I think coins overall, just like, I guess, they're just not as useful as they used to be. And we've had, there's been a lot of changes when it comes to, you know, finances and what you use, and now with crypto and things like that, and you know, with technology, just tap everything, right? I use my phone to tap, I use a credit card to tap. So yeah, but the penny is going away. They're not going to produce the penny anymore. That is happening. We will take a timeout. When we come back, Carlo Colaiacovo up in Toronto on the Leafs, Mitch Marner, Brendan Shanahan, and the playoffs on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.